Chaz, get off your phone.
I'm making sure that I delete
Chaz,
all the...
get off your phone.
I made sure that
Chaz,
I,
get off your phone. Oh, because...
all the poop things are good.
We are recording, you know.
Oh, we are? Right?
Yeah.
I was...
All the poop things?
So I was making sure all the messages I sent him about the poop... fake poop story is gone. So last night was Thanksgiving, and I was bored while the turkey was cooking, so I decided to make up a whole story about how I accidentally ate dog crap and text my best friend. Yeah, and I texted my best friend about it, and he actually believed me. And you know what? I don't blame him, because that sounds like something I would accidentally do. And so what I'm doing now to him is I'm deleting all the messages that I sent about the poop incident that isn't true. And I'm deleting all of them so that if he ever brings it up, I can just show him, like, what are you talking about? I never ate what? And then I could just screenshot it and just show him, like, buddy, you were talking to yourself. I didn't know why you were texting me like that. I was confused, but I just let you go. You know, because I just kind of want to make him feel like he's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, what friend would want?
But I was comparing, I was telling him I was really hungry and I was waiting for the turkey. So he told me to go eat more crap because that could fill me up. And I said, I was debating it. My bunny's litter box is looking like a good cereal of Cocoa Puffs right now. And then I sent a picture of the box of Cocoa Puffs. I mean, it was a different thing. It wasn't Cocoa Puffs, but it was like Cocoa Puffs. It was bunny and then the Cocoa Puffs and then how my bunny. Okay. So I just did that. And I'm super excited for him to mention it to me now. Because I know he's going to.
Because now she's going to pretend like happened at all.
Yeah, I'm going to make him feel like he's
so
crazy.
So you're going to totally gaslight him.
Yeah, like he's crazy. I didn't really... That makes me excited.
Psychological warfare.
It's...
Welcome to another episode of the Family Movie Challenge podcast from the Get Up. And I'm your host, JP.
And I'm your other host, Chastity.
And we're here to talk to you about some movies. Sorry, Chastity just had her interesting little poop story to tell.
Well, I didn't know we were recording when you were telling me to
off
my
playing.
Phone. Yeah.
That means
well,
recording.
Well, I didn't hear the music going down. So I thought that the music was still playing
safe.
And you were just talking to me.
Yeah.
So...
It's on the internet forever.
You know what? I'm really tempted to eat a piece of orange.
So we are going to talk about some movies today that are pretty much all horror genre. We stayed in the horror genre throughout the month of October. And so, like Chaz said, we are in the day after Thanksgiving, like Black Friday. Please don't.
I just swallowed it.
Yeah. And? Did you chew it?
Yeah. It didn't really taste anything. I just ate a piece of an orange.
Like, orange zest can be good. She's got oranges down here. Like, she was trying to do an ASMR video or recording earlier. She's just chewing in my ear on the mic. But anyway, we are going to talk about...
Scary movies.
Scary movies. Now, Chas says that no scary movies scare her.
No, that's not true. There are scary movies that can scare me. I'm just waiting for them to come. Because all of the...
But you're saying that no movie so far has scared you.
Yeah, none of these movies scared me.
What's the scariest movie you ever saw?
I don't think there's really a scariest movie ever.
There was no
saw.
Movie that scared you as a kid.
No, well, that's different. I was little. I'm saying, like, now, like, where I have a brain and I can think you know, something just, like, the dark doesn't just scare me. Like, actually, the dark
Yeah, it does, because I hear your ass run up there. except for you told me the story the one day where you're like, not today, demons.
Yeah, I grew some balls that day.
You were just like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah, I was really angry, and I just said, you know what? You want to kill me? Kill me. And I
and
just walked up the stairs.
She purposely turned the lights off and then walked up the stairs.
Really slow. Like, I was in a movie.
Behind her.
Yeah, and I didn't look behind me. I closed that door. I didn't look behind me. I didn't check.
See, to me, if I did that, that would be when, like, I'd get to the top of the stairs. I'd be like, see, that shit wasn't real. And then a hand would grab me, and I'd be like, oh, crap.
Oh, no, I didn't think that they weren't real. I kept that they were real in my mind. Because the day that I think they're not real, that's the day they're going to take me out.
The day they catch you slipping?
Yeah, they're going to take me out. Because they're going to be like, oh, yeah, you thought. We were just playing with you before, but now we're not.
So during all this, Chas is like to criticize the movies that we watched and the characters' actions. So up first, we are going to talk about...
Are stupid.
These two, so we got two series that we're going to talk about. The first one is going to be It. And It Chapter 2, obviously, we'll talk about It first. It came out in 2017. It's rated R. It's 2 hours and 15 minutes. In the summer of 1989, a group of bullied kids bands together to destroy the shape-shifting monster, which disguises itself as a clown and preys on the children of Derry, their small main town. it was directed by Annie Muschietti. I'm going to kill that name. Writers are Chase Palmer, Carrie Joji Fukunaga, and Gary Dauberman. And it stars Bill Skarsgård, Jaden Martell, Finn Wolfhard. It's got a bunch of different people in the first one. Mostly kid actors because you spend this as like their childhood. So it's most of them as kid actors. You'll recognize a couple of ones from Stranger Things and stuff like that. Yeah. And what did you think of it? I know, like, so Chas hadn't watched it. This was the first time she watched
it. Yeah, because I was really scared to watch it when it first came out. Because I was littler when it came out. Littler when it came out. And I was like, oh my God, it's so scary. It's about a clown. I mean, who likes clowns? If someone likes clowns, you're either psychotic or...
Especially not one that, like, drools and he's got a weird lazy eye.
Yeah. You know what? I think his lazy eye is really cool when it came to this movie. And especially how he can move his face and stuff. But he did good in general. I liked him in that Barbarian movie. Even though he didn't have much of an appearance in it, like, as long, I still liked him in it. It was interesting. Okay. But I liked it. What didn't scare me... I don't remember if I jumped at all during it. Like, there's certain times in movies where I'll do a little jump. But, like, sometimes I'll just, like, my soul jumps instead of my body, you know. Like,
like, a description.
It's like, you know, like, you don't jump physically, but your mind was like, oh, crap, hold on. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Like, I know.
It didn't. Maybe I had a soul jump, I'm going to call it, a mind jump. But I don't remember, like, a physical jump. Okay. It didn't really scare me. It was creepy, I guess you could say, but it wasn't scary, and it was really funny.
It was more unsettling. And, and Chastity definitely roots for the darker, funnier characters.
Oh, so, I, like, was the rooting. The clown, I was rooting like, for all him. The
stuff that he would say and do, she was loving
See,
it.
See, I could be friends with him. I could get over the whole clown thing and eating children because, you know, not my kids. So I could get over that. I could get over that, and I could totally be best friends with him. And I would just tell, like, if my friends had kids or... That's turning me down.
Just a little bit because you're getting pretty loud. Because you're, like, you're about to inhale the microphone.
I am. So if, like, my friends had kids or, like, cousins or something, like, if they were going to come to this town, I'd be like, hey, hold on. Let me not. I'll leave the town. You guys stay out of this town, this area, because I got a friend here that likes to eat kids.
But any other kid open season?
Yeah. I feed him the kids.
Wow.
Jazzy. I would find... my past bullies, and I would pick their kids, and I would feed them to it.
So
I'd
be like, yes, sucker, so you bullied me. Let's talk more about the movie, Chastity.
No, but it was a good movie. Georgie was stupid. He was.
He's a little kid.
Oh, okay. So if I was a little kid, if I was a little kid.
This is going off the rails real fast, Chaz.
I meant to say kid. Hold on. If I was a little kid and my paper boat also he ran into that one thing.
He did.
That was really funny because I was like stupid. You could see that from a mile away. And he was just so short that his little head instantly ran into it, so he didn't have time. So his body didn't run into it. It's just his head went, and like...
His head stopped and his body kept moving. Yeah. Kept going.
But if my little paper boat went into a drain, a sewer drain, I'm not going to try and look at there. I'd be like, oh, dang, it's gone.
I feel only a little kid would think that there's a chance in hell of looking in the sewer drain and
I might look in it, but as soon as I see eyes glow up and pop out of nowhere...
As soon as
a
clown shows up in the sewer...
Listen, at first it was just his eyes. As soon as I see eyes in a sewer, I'm running. Because either it's like a hobo or it's a clown. So I'm gone.
That's the only two options?
Yeah, I was thinking of other options. But I was like, no, it's either a hobo or a clown. And either one... I got a better chance of surviving against one, but another, it's like I'm crapping myself and dying because I'm a kid. I'm a little twig.
Well, I love how he bought the. How did you get down there, mister? And he's like, oh, I just kind of washed away with the storm. Oh, hey, Georgie.
My grown butt somehow got slinked down here.
Can't you smell the popcorn, Georgie?
I don't even know if I sound and me. If a clown was like, come on, reach in here and grab this boat that I can obviously reach out to give you, but instead I'm going to hold it in here. So you have
kids aren't the smartest.
I would be a smart kid. If my kid,
once upon a time, you're like, if they hear a noise, you don't go investigate it. And then we're in the woods and you heard a noise. You're like, what was that?
I saw it. It was a frog. It was a frog.
Anyway, back to the movie.
But if that was my kid, I'd be like, okay, yeah, go ahead, eat him. He's stupid enough to do that? That ain't my kid. That's someone else's kid. That's embodied my kid.
I don't know. I guess that was before Stranger Danger.
Well, if Stranger Danger, clown danger, sucker. Everyone knows a clown's evil.
They do now because it's been out for
even before it. If you like a creepy looking clown, you're weird, and you're not my kid. No, if my kid was like, oh my god, Pennywise a clown.
So what else did you like about it?
Oh,
what characters were your favorite?
I liked
Pennywise.
I liked all the kids, and I love Pennywise. I love the dancing scene. It was like so. It was unsettling, and I just loved it because he just looked so funny while doing it.
Well, I liked when he pops out of the fridge and the one kid's scared that broke his arm, Eddie, and Eddie's scared and he's backing up and he comes and he's like, and he like, the way he like contorts his body and the faces he made, like over exaggerate, like you, because a clown is an over exaggeration of emotions, right? So seeing him kind of do the clown stuff, like when he was like, like sad and stuff, you know, like he was like mocking him crying.
I felt like he was doing contortion.
It was really predatory, though. Like it was, like you said, it was really creepy because, like he was toying with them. Like, he was toying with his food.
Scariest thing about the whole movie was the dad of the girl.
Yeah, that scared you the most.
You're my daddy. Your daddy's little girl. I was like, sucker.
I know. Oof. The book is a million times worse.
Yeah, I guaranteed. That's why.
Well, because I read the book, so like my history with this movie goes a long way. I read this book for the first time in fifth grade and I didn't like sleep for a week, but this is one of my favorite books. So when I went to film school, like my dream was to eventually remake the movie. Cause I thought the original made for TV miniseries, was just laughably horrible. And so compared to the book, cause I read the book like four times before I ever saw the actual old movie. And I was like, man, this could be done so much better. So one of my goals was, don't just keep eating orange rinds. One of my goals was to
I'm listening to you.
Become big enough in Hollywood to get this movie remade. That was like a dream of mine.
That's so cute.
So then it was cool when I heard about it coming out that someone was remaking it and they split it into two, whereas the adults versus their childhood, and like, because that was one of the ideas that I had for splitting up, because it just made sense with the way the story was structured. So I was really happy to see it. Obviously, was it like 100% what the book was? No. But it was pretty damn good, and it was way better than the made-for-TV miniseries movie. The acting was better. The stutter was more believable. Holy moly.
Dude, I just smacked the crap out of the mic.
So it was way better to me. So it was awesome to see, because it was just like something that I wanted to see done. Now, the characters, I thought they all did a great job. The kid character, like the people they found to do the kids, excellent job. Even Henry Bowers and like his group of people, like they did a great job. So the casting was like spot on.
Oh, and the evil kid?
I can't really say in the first one, there was much that I didn't like.
There's nothing I hated about it.
I thought they did a really good job in the first one. The second one I had a little bit of issues with compared to the
really?
First one.
First one, I can't say there was anything I hated about it, besides the fact that the kids are absolute idiots. Like, seeing a random balloon float through a library, and I'm the only one that's seeing it, I'd be like, I'm hallucinating, or I'm high, and I just don't know it. Well, that's hallucinating. Either I'm tripping balls, or I'm about to get killed.
Right there, sorry, the trailer's playing, like how you would mess with food. Like, when he grabs Eddie's other arm, and he's like, like he's gonna bite. No, yeah. I'm gonna get you. Oh, like he's. Oh,
yeah. You know what? That was kind of fun. Like that, I would do that if I was a killer clown. Right. Like I would toy with them.
Right.
And be like, oh, you're gonna die. No, you're not.
The fear makes it taste better, so that's why he does that.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Oh, I remember when I did get.
Sorry, I totally cut you off. Too.
No, I remember when it's fine. I remember when I did get jump scared when the what was his name? The chubby kid.
Ben.
Ben. When Ben went down into the basement of the library.
Oh yeah.
And when he was running away from the headless thing, when the clown popped out of nowhere and went, hey, like you know, like Bob, like that.
He thought it was gonna be the headless kid, like, and it was the clown like running at him.
Yeah, but it and then he went like, hey, like that made me scared because it just came out of nowhere and I was like, what?
Yeah, they do a good job with that.
That was good.
Scenes in that movie of them doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, if I were to rate it.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm going to ask you that.
I know, but I asked myself because I'm used to you asking. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to ask myself.
You want to run the show? Go ahead.
Yeah, I will. So, pass the laptop.
Well, no, I got to do this.
I know. So, if I were to rate it, I'd give it a 9.
Ooh, nice.
I liked it. I'd watch it again. I'd recommend it, especially if you're bored or if you want to traumatize your kids.
Okay.
Because, like, a little kid would crap themselves watching
it. Oh, yeah. Well, especially because, like, especially the first movie because it's focused on them being kids.
You know what? That's what I'll do. Make sure my kids hate clowns. I'll just do that. I'll just, like, traumatize them with that. So, like, they'll just hate
that
clowns.
And the movie Clown because the movie Clown.
Yeah. I should, crazy, yeah. Oh, no, I should too. Just do Clown because Clown was much more brutal and more bloody.
It was.
And then I'll do it. So I'll just like traumatize them twice with like similar movies
it gives you
about
hope.
Clowns.
So Clown that... did not give you hope.
Yeah, it's true. So just do Clown because that was just, yeah. So I could just traumatize them so they just hate clowns from the start.
Yeah.
And I'll just like buy them a clown plushie and be like, you don't eat your food. You don't eat your veggies. So it'll get you.
Okay, let's stop talking about how you're going to torture my grandchildren. All right, anyway. So what you rated it a 9. You know what? I love that you rated that because I would say... I'll go with a 9.2. And again,
oh
like,
my God, you're agreeing with me?
It's because I love the book, and this was a really, really good adaptation of it. Like, it did great in the box office and stuff for a reason. Like, mm-hmm. It reignited people even knowing about this book and this movie. So it was cool because I was really happy to see it successful because I liked the book so much.
Mm-hmm. Now, moving on to the second movie.
To the sequel, It Chapter 2 came out in 2019, so two years later. Rated R, it was 2 hours and 49 minutes. 27 years after the first encounter with the terrifying Pennywise.
Only 27 years?
Yeah, the Losers Club have grown up and moved away until a devastating phone call brings them back.
They come.
Right, so now this one, top credits are hidden. This one was directed again by Andy Muschietti or whatever. Writers, Stephen King's actually on this one as a writer, and Gary Dauberman. It stars Jessica Chastain, James McAvoy, Bill Hader, had a couple other very popular and known people. And yeah, so this is the continuation of it, obviously, because it's chapter 2. But this is the adult parts of their lives when they come back. So in the first movie, you know, they thought they killed the clown. They beat him up. He retreated into the sewers even farther than where they were. And so they thought it was done. And they all grew up and moved away except for Mike. Mike stayed in town.
I liked Mike in the first one. He was one of my favorites.
And so they all moved away and became pretty successful, but they forgot about...
The clown.
Dairy, they forgot about it like it was amnesia, like it didn't want them to remember.
Oh, yeah, because the farther away they got from it, the farther that all those memories got away from, like, them. Like, they just can't remember any of it.
So then a kid dies because the clown's back 27 years later. A person gets killed, and Mike's been kind of... He's the only person that remembers because he stayed in town.
Yeah.
And so he... It was his job to, if it ever came back...
Look out.
To look out for it and to call them back to finish the job. Because they made a pact in the first movie when they were kids.
Yeah, they
made
cut themselves with glass. That was stupid. They could have got, you know, idiots.
So one by one, he has to call them and it opens up the flood doors of the memories and stuff. Like, they totally forgot about these chapters.
Yeah, when they come back, they, like, all of a sudden just... like,
right. So this movie is in their adult... You know, I almost said adult childhood. In their adult lives, when they come back, and
I mean,
they got to try to finish the job.
You're technically just a really big child.
Oh, for sure. And it deals with, like, the issues, like, you know, some modern issues they kind of weave into there. And, like, you okay? That's probably all those orange rinds you were eating.
I'm trying to burp. without making noises. Don't. I was trying to do it without making noises.
You just
read the thing.
I'm not reading anything. Oh, I'm just. This is off the top.
Well,
of
do
that.
Your thing. I'm trying to.
Anyway, they gotta try to fight it again, and it's interspersed with additional memories from when they were kids. Mm-hmm. Beside, you know, and then they have to go and fight it for the final time, and try to kill it. In which case, they do, right? Mm-hmm. They kill it, and it's all yay happy ending. Now that was cool because they brought people back. You know, they had like Henry Bowers gets released from his psychiatric hospital because he's still alive.
Somehow, we thought he died because he fell down the sewer.
Well, yeah, because he fell down the sewer. But they give you like a what happened after the events of the first movie. So like he popped out of the sewer with all the dead bodies of the kids that were down there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then got arrested for his dad's murder.
Let me think.
But they killed
him. I liked this one.
Who died? Eddie died.
Eddie and the other guy that killed himself.
Oh, yeah, Stan. Stan kills himself in the beginning when he gets the phone call.
Yeah, in the beginning when he gets the phone call, he goes into the
bathroom.
Eddie
died in the caves fighting.
Stan, I didn't really give a crap about because like he was kind of useless, sorry to say. I liked him in the first movie, but I was like, he was a big baby, still a mama's boy, living with his mom, don't care. I was like, so I didn't mind them killing him off, although I did feel bad, because I was like, you know, it's a little sad, cause it's like losing your childhood friend. But I don't know why he killed himself. He could have just, like, not returned at all.
So in the book, there's a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what was the point? Like, you could have just been like, hey, I'm not showing up. You're on your own. Like, it would have been so easy.
Yeah, but just like,
cause they
could
still...
you imagine having, like, your whole childhood, you don't remember it, and then it all comes flooding back to you, and what you remember is that you had to go down to the deep, dark cellars, and you had to fight a giant, crazy space monster.
Well, guess what? I would literally just be like, no. And then, because they
the
still...
trauma was too much.
They could get his thing. Okay. Well, but they still could have killed it without him anyway, because they just had to find his
No, but so, like, there's a lot there that's missing that's in the book.
Okay. Well, I was
that
just
explains,
saying... Well,
like,
what
the power between around the number of kids that were there, like, their group and stuff. Okay. Like, there's a whole bunch more there that the movie doesn't have time to tackle.
I was just saying, just in the movie at least, didn't care.
A lot of Stan's stories change, though. Even his story as a kid is different. Because it wasn't like some painting that he was scared of. It was he was a bird watcher. And
a burb?
Bird.
You said
watcher.
Burb.
I said bird.
Burb.
Anyway.
Eddie's death killed me. I was like, no, you just got rid of... Also, his adult character looks so much like the child character.
It did,
character.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
that was perfect casting.
I know, it was perfect casting. And he was funny as crap, too. Like,
yeah.
I loved it.
He was funny in both, as the kid and as the adult.
So
I mean, like, annoying funny, but funny.
Yeah.
And it was perfect casting.
So the fact that they killed him was abusively rude. And I'm pressing charges. Not actually, obviously.
I think he dies in the book, too. I'm pretty sure he does. I can't remember if someone else did too, but
I liked it. It wasn't bad. It wasn't like one of my favorite movies. I liked it though. It was really funny. All the characters were pretty funny. It was still besties. But the way they killed him, they could have killed him in the first thing if they just would have insulted him.
But they're dumb kids.
I would have, as a dumb kid, when I used to say poo poo head a lot because of Dylan, I would have been like, you stupid poo poo head. And then he'd be like, oh no. You know, and I could have killed him. Just call him stupid. Like, listen, if he just killed my best friend, I'd be going off on him. I'd be giving every insult known to man to this guy. And I just about just, it'd be so fun insulting him because he just like shrunk into like nothing. It would like, they could have killed him so easily in the first. Also, how is he not dead? Who never insulted this man before he died? Like before they got eaten?
The clown?
Yeah, the clown. Like, if I was about to get eaten by a clown and I accepted my fate, I'd be like, you suck.
No, you'd be fucking terrified.
I would be.
Like excuse my language on the movie challenge podcast.
I would be terrified, but I'd be like, you suck.
You'd be like, come on.
I'd be crying.
If your worst nightmare just turned into a clown before it ate you, you'd be like, what the hell is happening
right
now?
I'm trying to think what my worst nightmare is.
Me and mom kissing.
No.
Anyway.
That was such... That No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even care.
So what did you not like about this movie?
I don't really
really know. I can't remember too much about it.
Oh, wow. That's a strike against it.
It's not. I have terrible memory.
So maybe you weren't paying attention.
You know what? I have bad memory against certain things.
Because they're just not important enough for you to store in your memory banks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll remember the most useless things. Mm-hmm. And, like, stuff that I just want to hold against people so that I can, like, bring it up later on in time. So I can be like, yeah, remember this? And they'd be like, oh, crap.
For me, things that I didn't like in this movie was how they... I get why they did, but how they deviated from the source material. So, like, the way they fought it in the first when they were kids and when they were adults in the movie or in the book, sorry, was way more with like in their imagination. Like it was. Mm-hmm. So I get that it would be hard to put that on film. The concept that's in the book on how they fight, like literally it's the ritual of Chud, is mm-hmm. where like you have to bite the other being's tongue while it bites your tongue and then tell each other bad jokes. If I'm loosely remembering it. Right. And so, but it's in your mind, you're not biting your real tongue and so it's real tongue. Like, it's in your mind. You're biting its tongue and it's biting your tongue. And then you're having this duel of the wits. So like that, I mean, that concept would be really hard to put onto film. People be like, what's going on? So, I mean, I give it some grace for those things, but like, yeah, I don't know. This one didn't feel as impactful as the first one when they were kids.
Well, I like the first one
there,
more, but I like
And
the
again, there were some one. More storylines that were kind of left out. There was like the storyline with like Bill and his wife shows up too and ends up being caught by it. There's Beverly and her abusive husband. He shows up too in the book.
Oh, I was going to say, they never showed up
right,
in the movie.
Right, in the book they do. So I'm saying, like, that's, for me, things that I didn't like was there's additional characters. Now, I get, though, in the sense of a movie has to make cuts and keep the story going. So I think that it did a good job continuing the story and being as true to the source material as it could be while also, you know, keeping the time right for a movie.
It got really quiet.
It did. Sorry, I had to itch my
eye. I don't remember much. Maybe it's because we watched it a little while ago.
We did. We've been really bad.
Yeah, we've been terribly bad. Did you post the Creed?
We're gonna post all these.
Okay.
Today.
But
3 episodes gonna drop at once, yo.
You're so okay. I mean I can't say I hate anything besides the stupid kids in the beginning that don't die. Later on, shows them no death. People like try to kill the innocent guys that were just having a good old gay time. It was like, wow, how brutal. If those are my kids, I'd beat the crap out of them.
Now, what's sad is that's actually pretty faithful to the opening of the book. You don't know
crap. Oh, no, I thought you were going to say it's pretty realistic on how...
No, it's very... That's actually faithful to the beginning of the... That scene happens in the book pretty faithfully to how they recreated it there. There's a fair. They're wearing like I Love Dairy hats, I think it was in the book. But he gets beat up by these guys because he's gay.
Him and his boyfriend.
And it catches him underneath the bridge and bites into his armpit. Like all that was pretty faithful to that in the book.
What about the balloons?
I believe so, yeah.
But I was just like, dang.
But what's sad is that Stephen King wrote that way back in the day, and it's still applicable today. Like that part's sad. That like that scene didn't really have to change because the whole story originally took place in like the 50s, and then the 80s or somewhere around there, like the 60s and the 80s. Mm-hmm. And so now the time frame has been moved to like it took place. Their kids' childhood was in the 80s. And they're adults now. So, like, my life, it's almost like my time frame.
Yeah.
And it's sad that they were able to update that whole time frame, but that whole gay scene still made sense for the times. Like, that's kind of sad.
Oh, I see what you're saying now. I was trying to understand like what you're saying.
He got beat up and almost killed because he was gay. And
well,
that could still happen.
He did get killed. What are you talking about, almost killed? He got killed. His boyfriend didn't.
Well, it didn't eat him because he was gay.
Yeah, but he just...
I mean, he was probably going to die, but yeah, it made sure he died.
I was going to say...
So what would you rate
this
one?
No, it said, listen, I'll help you out of the water, but I have to eat you. And also, he wasn't a kid, was he?
No, he wasn't.
No, so
it doesn't always eat just kids.
I know, but I was just saying, you didn't get...
Especially after he just got his ass kicked by a bunch of kids.
That's
and
true.
Just woke up.
He
and
probably,
was like
he probably has post-traumatic stress from kids.
Right? It's like these stinky little assholes.
Yeah. Okay, so if I were to rate it...
Yeah, let's get back on track.
Seven?
You give this one a seven, huh?
What was that for?
I turned over to the right so I could burp.
See, I'm like trying to hold my breath because I breathe really loud.
You do. So you give this one a seven. I'll give this one an eight. Give it a notch down below.
It's not that I didn't like it and that it wasn't good because it was good. I have nothing to hate on it for. I just can't remember it.
I'm giving it an eight. Because I do believe it felt like a slight step down from the previous one, but I still, again,
think
it did a great job.
I would recommend it.
And adhered to the book as best as it could, and again, did the most with what it could, and was the by far superior adaptation of the source material
as a fan. I didn't hate it.
I
never hated it.
You gave the first one a nine and the second one a seven. That's a significant drop.
The only reason I think it was an eight is because... I can't remember. Maybe you shouldn't give it a penalty because you can't remember. That's true. I should give myself a five. I'll give the movie an eight.
In the penalty box.
I'll give the movie an eight because I didn't have anything to hate about it.
Right.
Maybe. Well, you know, I was hating on it because it was not rememberable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the next movie?
Chance doesn't like that she was wrong.
So the next movie
we're going to talk about is Talk to Me.
I do mind you.
This came out in 2022.
What is it?
No, I thought this came out in 2023.
What is it?
Talk to Me.
Well, maybe it came out like the day before.
It just finally got like wild. I don't know. So it says IMDb says 2022, but we just watched it 2023.
When we watch it, doesn't mean
no.
It came
that's
out.
When it be, that was in when it was in the theaters.
Hold on. Oh, we watched it. What's it called?
Yeah, we rented it.
What's it called?
Talk to Me. Told you. Oh, you can hear her typing.
It does say 2022.
IMDb does. Does anybody else say that? Just feels like it's lying to me. Yeah, it came out in 2022.
Yeah,
Wikipedia says the same thing.
So it probably just
was released and didn't get picked up because it was an indie film. Like, these two brothers are crazy. I watched their interview. So anyway, Talk to Me came out in 2022. It's rated R. It was 1 hour and 35 minutes. When a group of friends discovers how to conjure spirits using an embalmed hand, they become hooked on the new thrill until one of them goes too far and unleashes terrifying supernatural forces. This movie was directed by Danny Filippo and Michael Filippo. They're twin brothers. It was written by Danny, Bill Hinsman, and Daley Pearson, and it stars basically no one you've ever seen before. Ari McCarthy, Hamish Phillips, Kit Ethert Bruce. It's an Australian movie, so I mean everybody's Australian from this movie. The director is everybody. It was filmed in Australia. But basically, this girl's mother died, killed herself, committed suicide. Like the year before. And her relationship with her dad is strained, and she's kind of found tighten the knob. She's kind of found like comfort within the family of her best friend. And so she stays the night there all the time and like hangs out with her best friend and her best friend's little brother and stuff. Like that's like her little brother, you know? So anyway, there's this new thing going around of this hand that's supposed to make you see ghosts and stuff. And so kids are doing it at parties and it's almost like an allegory for like, for like doing drugs almost to the point like, oh, come on, just do it. Everyone's doing it. You know, yeah. It's crazy. And so the girl wanted to do it because her mom just died. So like she was hoping she would see her mom.
You just died for a second. Just hold on.
She was hoping she'd see her mom.
Yeah, well, no, well she and started, but so, she started so doing she, it because she said she liked the feeling of
well,
it.
Well, she did like the feeling, but like I think her whole motivation was just initially from holding mm-hmm. it was if it's true, maybe I could see my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So that becomes like her focus, but everyone does it. It shows them all doing it and having these crazy reactions, and they videotape it. And I mean, basically, what kids nowadays do, they're you know they're videotaping things, they're doing these things with no idea of the repercussions. And so this girl starts dealing with the repercussions. She starts seeing the ghost more. She ends up getting the hand and doing it multiple more times. And then eventually they do it, and her best friend's little brother wants to do it.
And he does
and, it. And the best, because they throw a party when the parents are gone. And the best friend's little brother wants to do it. And the best friend is like, no. And she leaves the room. And then
the main girl, the main girl was okay.
Like, you know what? I'm here. It's okay. Go ahead and just
but
do it.
But he has to have like 13 seconds less or something.
Right. And so then he does it, and the ghost like immediately just like beats the shit out of him.
No, the ghost was the mom.
He said it was the mom, right? Yeah, yeah, he did. He said it. He said it's your mom.
And the mom started talking to the daughter.
He said it was.
And so then the main character was like, no, 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 let him have more time because they were going to cut his time short. And they
kept going.
But
she wanted to hear from her mom. Yeah, that's right. You're so right.
So then the ghost started. So then instead, the mom became like evil, because it's like after a certain amount of time, the ghost goes into like a weird, you know, and it starts like going crazy. And so he started going crazy, and he started banging his head on the desk.
Yeah, I mean, and like blasting his forehead.
Yeah, and then he flung himself over to the wall. And
then he was banging his head on the edge of a counter. Like,
and it was brutal. Oh, did someone pluck out an eye?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was ripping out his own eyes.
Yeah, he ripped his own eye out.
Listen, I'm very sensitive to eye things, so because I don't know what it is.
This movie, spoiler alert, whatever, shock, warning. This movie is brutal.
It was awesome, though.
Yeah, it was
I really like the brutalness, because I really like gory movies like that. Like, I like to see different creative ways people will have characters killed.
Well, I've got a movie we'll talk about. You can, I don't know if you can watch it, but it's...
But, great. You know what?
But anyway,
I'll tell you
it was brutal, right? So that little brother ends up in the hospital. They're trying to figure out a solution.
And
she's like, oh, I'm going to try to, you know, maybe we need to have him do it again.
Maybe he has
or
to
I'll
close
try
the
to
door. Oh.
But the whole time she's hallucinating, because it's like.
The ghost is pretending to be her mother.
Right.
And so it's telling her to do these things.
She's seeing
and
it
she's,
without the hand.
And the mother was showing her what the little brother was in his, like, coma thing, like, where he was.
Yeah, showing that he was,
and
like,
he
in
wasn't
hell
actually
and
really
yeah.
there. Oh, and then he was kind of possessed now, too, because when he was taking a shower, he started
banging. He was hurting himself, yeah.
Yeah,
he
and
was
he was
still
just
kind of possessed.
Like, he was
but
just
they said that, remember?
Crazy, yeah.
They said in the beginning when they were talking about, like, what's the worst or like the longest anyone saw stuff after, they're like, oh, you know, you like sometimes it'll stay a little bit longer and then it'll take like 24 hours and then it'll be gone after a couple days. And so like with her brother, it wasn't gone. It was like
in the beginning there was a guy that killed
killed his own brother after going crazy.
No, killed himself but stabbed his brother. His brother lived because they talked to the brother asking him.
Oh yeah, that's
about
right. He stabbed him.
You can't remember Squat.
He stabbed and then killed himself.
Yeah. So then the girl was like, oh, maybe there's a gateway. Maybe we can close the gateway. We have to have him close the gateway.
Because there's a whole thing with the candle. When you did the whole thing, you lit a candle and that
and
opened the doorway.
Yeah,
and when you were done, you had to
blow
the
out.
Candle out.
And they never blew it out.
They didn't blow it out when
so
he was
so she was like, oh, right. Doorway. So then she starts doing the hand thing over and over again, trying to like figure it out. And then...
And every time she's doing it, it's getting closer and closer.
Yeah. And then the dad shows her a note, and she's talked to her mom and asked, you know, the fake ghost mom asked her, did you kill herself? And she said, no. Also, she definitely did. Because how you overdosing on, was it sleep pills?
I can't remember what it was.
But so she asked, and so the dad showed her a note, and the mom did kill herself, but she refused to believe it. So then she went to her room, talked to the fake ghost mom. Fake ghost mom said, he's not your real dad. He's trying to kill you. So then when he was coming in to help her, because
the
was hallucinating.
Well, the fake ghost mom started pretending to be
the
she
dad
was
and was
that
choking
was dad,
her
yeah.
on the ground. So when the dad came in to help her, she grabbed scissors and stabbed him in the neck.
Yeah.
And it was... You know, it's weird. This movie didn't scare me. It didn't make me feel creepy. It made me, like, upset. And I don't know how to explain it, but it made me feel... Oh, my God. I've never had a movie make me feel this way, because I've never had, like, felt upset. Like, I can't even explain it. Like, I had this weird emotion going on. Like, it didn't scare me, didn't creep me, didn't, like, make me grossed out with all the gore, because I loved it. It's just, like, it made me physically and emotionally upset, and it didn't make me cry, like, that kind of upset. It was so weird, and I felt really bad for the best friend, because in the end, she told her best friend, because it was saying to kill the little brother.
Right.
And
to free him. She had to kill him to free him.
Yeah, so she was calling her best friend to come meet her at her house to, like,
set the best friend up.
Yeah, so that she could set the best friend up and to go kill her brother. In the end, she went to push the kid on the wheelchair into traffic.
She went to push the brother into traffic. But the best friend
pushed her into the traffic, right, and she died.
Save her brother.
And it showed her getting up, but then it showed her, like, going in a hospital.
Well, she got up and then, like, teleported. Like, she into was in the hospital. She woke up in the hospital.
And then she started running. And then she went.
Everything was getting darker.
Yeah. And then she went through, like, a door or something.
Well, she went through the door in the hospital and everything was darker. And then all of a sudden there was a flame.
Yeah, there was a flame. And then she went up and then
out in the dark.
She grabbed it. And then it showed that she was now one of the spirits.
Right. On the other hand of someone still using the hand.
That was such a cool. It was a different hand. It was the second hand, because they said there was a second hand that was out there.
She never lost a hand.
No. Yeah, I know. But the hand was at her house.
I have to go. Oh, yeah. But you don't know the time frame in which she was dead.
I know. That's true. But I think it was saying that was a second hand, personally, because it was like a whole different country.
I'd have to look at which way it was. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Look at that. I think
it was like in France or something. I think it was totally different.
I think the hand was like this.
We'll have to go back.
Because I don't remember. But I think it was trying to say that it was the second hand that was out there in, like, a different place. That's what I think. Maybe you.
But regardless, she was now the ghost on the other side of the hand.
I thought that was so cool. And I really like this movie. And, like, I'm just getting excited talking about it, because, like, I want them to make more scary, like, movies like that, because I just want to see.
They said they're already going to work on it.
Well, good crap, because they got some good ideas. Like, these. Mm-hmm. Please come up with more killer ideas. What was cool
is before I watched the movie, I listened to their interview with Joe Rogan. And when I listened to their interview there, like, there's certain parts of the movie that was, like, from their personal experiences they put in, were things that were traumatic to them.
Oh, yeah. I remember that they included
because they're like, yo, this would be traumatic. Like if it was traumatic to us, it'll be traumatic to the audience, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I liked how they did kind of, it's realistic that, like, I could totally see if some
teenagers
kid,
doing this.
Yeah, exactly. I could totally, I could see adults doing it, because at the end it wasn't teenagers. At the end it was adults. And I could totally see adults doing it too, to try to be cool and, like, what's this thing going on? And so to me, that was really realistic. Mm-hmm. And again, it kind of speaks to drugs and addiction as well, having to, because even if it was really possession or stuff like that, I could see people doing it.
It was kind of like a drug.
And then the showing how, like, the social media part, right? Like, how instead of being worried about what was happening to this person, they were more interested in filming and spreading it around.
Out for the person.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. It was crazy.
I really liked it. I liked the idea. I liked how it ended. I liked the whole thing. I loved how it made me feel, because I was like, I've never felt this way about a movie. There better not be something behind me.
That was me burping.
Okay, I was gonna say, because it looked like you were looking behind me, and I was like, dude, you can't play me now.
She's still looking. I had to burp.
It looked like you were trying to see something behind me, and I was looking, and I was like,
I know. She slowly was turning and looking over her shoulder.
God, I remember that time I heard something, and I flinched really hard and looked back.
You jumped.
I thought so. Okay, anyway. Yeah. I really liked it. It was really funny. I love the Australian accents. I love Australian accents. I don't know. It made me happy. I love the gore. It was really cool. The ripping out part. I usually don't like things that involve eyes, like sharp things going into eyes. But, like, I loved it. It was really cool. I liked how the actors were, like, the possession.
The kids did great. They did a good job.
They
for
did
being
really
like,
good. Like, the possession.
I mean, obviously, it's like no one that you've ever seen.
Yeah,
before.
But they did really good with, like. Yeah. The acting, which I was really impressed by. So I really liked that. I liked the message. Like, it was kind of like showing what was kind of like drugs. And like, again, I like the end.
Be careful of just playing with stuff you don't know about.
Yeah. And I really liked
it. So would you rate it?
Oh, 10 out of 10 for me.
Dang.
Yeah.
I need a buzzer or something like 10 out of 10.
The golden buzzer.
Chance's first 10 out of 10.
We have like a little.
Is that a 10? Is that your first 10?
No.
No.
Are you seriously
what
saying?
What else did you give? Did you give the Big Lebowski a 10?
Whatever his name is. Dude.
The dude, yeah.
Yeah, the dude.
Wow, you call him Dog? Dog the Bounty Hunter and the Dude? Dog, how dare you? Hunter. Anyway, so you give me this one a 10. All right, I was going to say a 9. I'll say this one a 9 out of 10.
Of course you're
going to
say a 9.
Now, I'll give it this. Like, it was very original. Such a great
idea.
Yeah,
and I'm really glad they didn't go into, like, where the hand came from.
Yeah, so and that was
that
one of the things they talked about. They were like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
they're
like,
we
I don't
wrote,
give a crap.
They even said that they wrote a whole backstory for the hand and everybody that's ever had it and everything. Why each ghost came to the person that it came to. Like, they have a whole backstory about it, but they said they were trying to, when they were writing it, they were trying to avoid those common mistakes that movies make. And they're like, you don't need to know where it came from. You don't need to know the backstory.
What it's doing now.
You just, this is the story that happened.
Yeah, because
and so that was cool because, you know, every movie's got, and they even said it, every movie has that montage of the person doing all this research to figure out where it came from and going on an adventure.
Like, I like how none of the people did research on where it came from. They just said it's an, they say there's a really old kind of crazy person
they give
hand
you like
in
a,
there.
Yeah, they give
and
you
that's
a,
it. And that was
and
enough.
And you don't know if it's true or not. Or
and
what.
That's enough information I needed. I didn't need like a whole montage of like where it came from, why it happened, all that. And that's what I really liked about it. Cause most of the time movies will waste their time doing that. Right. And it's like most of the audience doesn't give a crap.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it took place in a very short time span too. It wasn't like a crazy long period.
No, but I enjoyed that movie. Yeah. Especially since they didn't do that. Cause I didn't want to see that. Cause so almost every scary movie does that.
How,
it's like,
how
I don't
more,
care.
How realistic it was to how kids act.
Mm-hmm. They did do really good.
And how they do
them.
That kind of stuff. Like, they did a really good job. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's creepy. It's going to be creepy on so many levels. As a parent, it's creepy because, you know, your kids are out there just doing whatever the hell they want, even if you,
I think
Dylan
would do that.
Oh, my God.
I'm being honest.
It works on a lot of different levels. Was it the scariest thing I've ever seen?
It wasn't
no,
scary.
Which is why I didn't give it a 10. Like, if it would have been like, if I came away from that movie like, oh, my God, like I'm scared of something, then I'd be like, okay,
no,
it could be a 10.
It didn't give me like an effect, like I felt like something was watching me.
It's super high up there.
But I gave it a 10 because I never had a movie make me feel the way that it made me feel. Because I can't even explain really how I felt about it. It was an interesting feeling because it was like so many mixed emotions.
And it was just, it was super original.
Yeah,
it was very original.
And I really hope they make more good movies.
Now, next up, shifting gears, we're going to go to the next series we're going to talk about, which is The Nun. Now, this one is a spinoff from the Conjuring movies. So in the Conjuring movies, there's this character of this like evil-looking nun that was unique to those movies. So this is the spinoff from those movies, delving deeper into the mythos of this you know, evil spirit nun. The movie came out in 2018. It's rated R. It was 1 hour and 36 minutes. A priest with a haunted past and a novice on the threshold of her final vows are sent by the Vatican to investigate the death of a young nun in Romania and confront a malevolent force in the church that it's at. This movie was directed by Corin Hardy. The writers were Gary Dauberman, who was on It, too, and It. James Wan, who was the director of a lot of the Conjuring movies, and it stars Damien Bichir, Thaisa Farmiga, and Jonas Bloquet. I only know Thaisa Farmiga because her mom is a very famous actor, and Thaisa has been in a bunch of movies too, and TV shows. Stop it.
Me too.
So The Nun, basically, there is this like these nuns are killing themselves at this convent or whatever, this like
crazy
old castle. So they go there to investigate what's going on. And it turns out that there's like this evil demon force because the builder of the castle.
Nun.
Yeah, it looks like a crazy
Who
nun.
Who plays the nun? Is it just edited completely?
No, it's just crazy makeup. The castle was built by like a devil worshiper or something that was trying to open a portal to hell. And basically the nun is someone that escaped. And the priests, the nuns there are supposed to be like praying and stuff to try to keep the evil spirit at bay. So there's like a whole backstory that's kind of going on, and there's like, you know, questions of like finding your faith and stuff like that in it. And it was, It was interesting. You know, there's the kind of potential love story between the market boy that leads them there, like the guy from the town, the local that leads them there, mm-hmm. And then comes back to save her and ends up being the catalyst for the second movie. The character itself is pretty creepy. Yeah. Like, the nun character is pretty creepy. That's a good character design, a good costume.
They make her look as balls. Oh, yeah. It was crazy.
Like, it's a cool character. The costume of, like, the nun's black robe helps it, like, kind of, like, blend into the darkness. There's a couple scenes where you can barely see just, like, the white of her face.
Yeah, I'm looking at the lady that really plays creepy. Her. And she's really pretty. Yeah. She has a very interesting shaped nose. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes what they played into the nun was great.
You know, so it's a pretty interesting movie. It was a cool, different experience. Anything, Chas, you want to say, like, what did you like, what did you not like about this movie?
I didn't like how dumb everyone was, obviously. Like, just in the beginning when they were like, let's go defeat the demon with this cross. Like, this cross, this little baby cross is gonna do something. And then the fact that they had blood of Jesus, where did you get that blood?
Well, it was there. That was, like, an artifact that was used to try to seal that, like, portal. And then it was there, like, they had it still there somewhere.
Mm-hmm, wow. Well. I thought, didn't she use all of it from...
In that movie, she did.
Yeah, but how... Didn't they have some...
They had a different thing, artifact, in the second one.
Okay, I was making sure.
In the first one, she drank it, or put it all in her mouth, and spit it in the nun's face.
Which was smart. But now she's going to have a holy mouth for a long time. Oh, my God. I don't know. I can't say I hated much about it at all. And I don't even really remember... like anything really bad about it. I did like it. It wasn't scary though. Didn't scare me.
There was like some cool scenes. Ooh, I gotta show that were like they're cool, like creepy scenes.
Yeah,
they especially
were,
like
it
when
it was creepy, not scary.
I think the second one did some cooler things we'll talk about. But yeah. In this one, I mean, the whole setting is pretty much in this like creepy old church castle thing.
Yeah.
You know, they do plenty of things where like the camera's in front of the character and then it like pans around to show the coast is clear and then pans back and you see something behind the main character and they don't know it's there.
Yeah.
So like they're walking and walking and walking. That's what I'm watching right now. She's walking, 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 and then it turns around or she turns around and sees that now she's being followed. Like all these weird things like that. Like those things are creepy and unsettling because if you put yourself in the shoes, you're like, oh man, that would suck. How many times you felt like there's something behind you?
You know,
every time you go up the stairs.
I'm trying to think what I was going to say.
So like it did some really cool things there, but they were also kind of stereotypical too.
Yeah. Every time I thought that the nun or something was going to do like a jump scare, I would go boo. And I guess so many. I've been doing that recently because I like to guess. So I'll go boo. And I've been getting a lot of them right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Nice.
I need to show.
So what would you say that you would rate the nun, the first one?
8, 7.
Final number?
7.5.
7.5. All right. You sure? Is that your final?
Yeah. Okay. 7.5. Because, I mean, it wasn't, like, my favorite movie. I would recommend it if you wanted to have, like, a creepy movie. It wasn't scary to me. Might be scary to you. We all have different scary factors. It just wasn't scary to me.
I'll give it a 6.
I figured you were going to do that.
Yeah. You figured. Oh, my God. Yeah. Chas just knew. I would say a 6 because, like, it didn't feel wholly original. And while it was, like, a character.
Holy.
Yeah, holy. Wow, look at that. While it was a cool character that like made appearances in the Conjuring movies and even in the Annabelle movies, I think, ultimately,
yeah, like
I feel too. Like I feel like they could have done better with it than what was done.
Yeah.
And so I don't feel like this story did anything to like perpetuate that world that they were building with those movies. Mm-hmm. Now, I said a 6, you said a 7.5.
Yeah, it just wasn't impressing.
So, The Nun 2, this one came out in 2023. It was rated R, 1 hour and 50 minutes. So, spoiler alerts, this is a newer movie.
That's true. Yeah.
And now this is like.
When did it come out? 2022?
2023. Oh. This one, The Nun 2. So this one, it takes place after the first one, right? Obviously. It's 1956 and in France. A priest is murdered. An evil is spreading. The sequel to the worldwide smash hit follows Sister Irene as she once again comes face to face with Valak, the demon nun. So now the nun has escaped that church. And so the girl killed herself in the very first one. The first nun why they come there, the nun killed herself. Mm-hmm. Because the only way the demon nun spirit can leave is in the body of someone else.
Yeah.
It has to come in contact with one of them and leave. So in the very end of the first one, when she's fighting the demon, the farmer boy that led them there, he comes to help too, and he fights with the demon also. And so what this movie shows is that he actually became possessed afterwards. Now, at the end of the first one, they did show some video of him going through an exorcism. But then they made this movie, so it feels like...
Yeah, that was weird.
It's conflicting stories, because by the end of this movie, he's saved. Whereas in the first movie, he was under possession still. Wait, at the end.
Was he alive? Oh, yeah, he was.
Right, at the end, he was possessed, because they show, the footage of the Warrens, possession or an exorcism.
Which was
so
weird.
So clearly...
How they set it up.
When they made the first one, they didn't plan on making a sequel. Yeah. And then they were like, oh, we're going to make a sequel, and now we got to scrap what you saw at the end of the first one. Anyway... So in this one, she's now a full priest, a full nun, and she works, I can't remember where she was at. Well, she gets contacted by the Vatican to go and investigate, because she was the only one that had dealt with the spirit before and survived. So they think it's the spirit, they can plotting out where it originated from and which way it's traveling, so they can tell that it came from, who she fought and all that. So they send her to be the new Ghostbuster exorcist.
Yeah,
person.
And she can. Did you mention she can see
things? Well, she gets visions and stuff. Yeah. She shows up there and she's investigating it. Finds her old friend Frenchie, from the first one, and then eventually finds out that it's him that's possessed, that's causing it to be there. And they have a big showdown and stuff. And eventually, good vanquishes evil.
Yep.
What did you like or not like? Get off your phone. Come on.
I was looking at. The actors of the thing. Because one of them is from The Last of Us. Storm Reed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was.
I don't know. I liked it. But like you said, it didn't really match up with the video at the end of the thing. It was
we watched them back to back. Yeah. So we noticed.
Yeah.
If you would watch The Nun 2 years and then you watch this one, you'd forget that at the end of The Nun had that scene. So right off the bat, when we went into it, we were like, that doesn't even make sense. Okay, continue. Okay, stop.
I was trying to pop my, I can pop my thumb.
Ew.
So it didn't align. Like you said, it did feel like they were just like, oh, we're not going to make a sequel. Oh, here we come. Sequel. Oopsie. I felt bad because I really liked the guy. I didn't give a crap about the kid. I don't know why they added the kid.
Hey, can you watch your arm? You keep hitting the wire and oopsie. I can hear it.
Sorry. Didn't care about the kid. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that movie. I don't know how to feel about either one of them. None of them really impressed me.
I mean, it had some good moments, but overall,
neither one impressed me.
I would say the same thing. I'd say it was a 6.
Yeah, I was going to rate this one a 6.
If you got nothing else to do and you want to put on a creepy movie, it's worth a watch. It's not going to be super creepy unless you're easily scared.
Yeah, Mom.
So it'll be creepy for that way. But other than that, it doesn't bring anything new. It's it's oh man, the spirit that we killed the first time is back.
Yeah, it was kind of boring. I was
now there
watching
was
it,
some
was
cool
bored.
There were some cool things it did, when she's walking and she gets to that magazine stand and all the pages are flipping.
Now that
and it
that
like
was
slowly
cool.
starts
and
making
the
nun's the face.
Nun, that was really cool.
Right, so it had some cool moments.
Like
for
they
sure.
had interesting ideas and they tried to execute all of them. Hold on, but like I said, it was kind of boring.
Okay.
And it didn't impress me at all, and it wasn't scary. I mean, it might be scary to other people, obviously. Like I said, we all have different...
So what would you rate this one?
Like you said, 6.
6? So you're saying 6 just like I said 6?
Yup.
Okay.
Because it just didn't impress me. Neither one really did. I gave the last one... Did I give the last one a 7?
7.5.
7.5, yeah. I gave it a 7.
Then I said 6 and you said of course.
I gave it a 7.5 because that one ultimately had a better ending than this one, really. I kind of wanted to see them all die.
Okay. All right.
Why can't the evil ever just win?
Because that's not a feel-good story. That's not what people want to see. That's not what people want to see.
I want to see people burn.
People don't want to see the good guys lose, and people don't want to see good things come to an end. But unfortunately, this is the end of this story. Chas, what life lessons do you have?
Oh, my God. If you see a clown...
Hurry up, because I got to pee so bad.
Dude, don't mention that to me. Okay. If you see a clown in a suit... Don't time me. If you see a clown in the sewer, don't touch it. That's weird. Probably pervert. Stop dancing. 2, if it's a possessed hand, don't talk to ghosts. And 3, don't trust nuns. Okay.
Don't trust nuns. You or heard priests. It first from Chastity's lips. I mean, you can, but
Don't, I'm JP. Don't trust ones that this got red eyes.
The movie, the Family Movie Challenge podcast.
Yep, we're really cool.
From the get up. And I'm JP, and you're...
I'm Chastity.
And... we'll talk to you next time.
He's dancing, doing the pee dance.
I got a pee dance. Do you got anything last? Like, what outro phrase should we have? Like, when me and Jose do Cinematic Connections, I say, go watch the movies. What do you want to say?
Clean your butts? I don't know.
Oh, God. And with that, we're out. See you at the next episode of the Movie Channel Podcast.
Bye.